Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Get my order right before you want $15 an hour. I think it's pretty simple. Yesterday was some sort of bizarre day of reckoning or something. I called a day of desperation with a fight for 15 crowd. You know who you are. You people went out there and you took to the streets to annoy people who actually were coming and going from work to show your displeasure with the fact that you do not feel you're being compensated well enough for what it is that you do. About how I feel. I am so over this fight for 15 crap. Yesterday, we were talking about Uber. Guy texts in, she's talking about Uber. Our Uber guys are going to come on today. And some places they get a salary, and some places, or they get a wage, and some places they don't. It's this, that, and the other. And I'm just thinking to myself, why is it that everybody bitches about what they make? I'm curious. Well, I don't make enough. Then do something else. How many times do we have to do this? I don't make enough money. Oh, you were serious? That's what you were going to pay me? I thought you guys were kidding. I'm going to explain it to you pretty simple here. All right? So gather around, kids and kittens. If anybody can do your job, and I mean anybody, then your job's not valuable. Do we have an understanding here? Do we get it? All day long, I see people who scream about a living wage. They whine about this and whine about that. And you know me, I am as open-minded, as kind, and as caring, as empathetic as you're going to get from somebody who doesn't like people. And has no feelings because I'm a ginger and I have no soul. But I have to be honest with you guys. I'm sick and tired of it. I don't see you out there going, you know what? Maybe I should grab a book and better myself rather than being out here and trying to force an issue. How about that? If you want to get ahead in life, I have said it on numerous occasions, but sometimes I have to say it again because maybe some of you out there don't quite pick it up as fast as I would like you to. If you want to get ahead in life, you must best what the market pays. You do that by becoming invaluable. You do that by becoming somebody who has a skill or a talent that will pay above what the market is. You make a hamburger, and it's not a gourmet burger that you have created. It is a burger that comes inside of a box that you put on some sort of, you know, I don't know, it depends. Some of it's a grill, some other places it's not. And then you flip it over, and then you hand it to somebody else, and that person goes about doing their job, and then eventually it comes to me, and I eat it. That job pays minimum wage. That's what that does. Doesn't pay anything else, right? Doesn't pay anything else. That job pays minimum wage because that job anybody can do. If your job is to talk to me through a microphone and hand me my food when I drive through, that job pays minimum wage because that job anybody can do. If your job is to play quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, that job pays $20 million a year because there's one guy that can do it. Maybe if he left, there is another two or three guys that could slide into that position and maybe do it as well as him. Not everybody can do that job. Are we picking up what I'm putting down here? Are you understanding? Your job is something that any human can do. Other jobs are something that very few can do. Which one pays more? If tomorrow there were only four people that could make a Big Mac, those four people would be extremely valuable. But the fact is that anybody inside of McDonald's right now ordering food could go behind there and within 45 seconds pick out the nuances of making a Big Mac. So therefore, the job does not pay as much as you would like. And I know what you're thinking. Chad, you're being very unkind to people. Here's something else I want to tell people out there. When I read these stories, and that's what they do, they give you heartbreak stories. Look, everybody in life has had it rough at some time or another. Everybody in life has had some sort of ups and downs, some bumps, some bruises along the way. Maybe you made some choices and you're digging out of those things. Maybe something bad may have happened to you. Sometimes bad things happen to good people and good things happen to bad people. That's true. But when I read these stories, they're always the same damn stories. Meet so-and-so. She's a mom of 12. Meet such-and-such. He's a father of 6. He's working 50 hours a week. Well, good. That way he's working so much he can't have kids. Chad, I'm just saying, can we be 100% honest here? A lot of these people put themselves in situations that aren't very good, and because of that, we have to hear them bitch, whine, and moan. I don't see you bettering yourself. It's tough out there for a lot of people. It is. But what I notice is a lot of people now want things to change without them changing. What have you done different? Nothing. I just want you to give me more money. That's it. I've done nothing else. I've done nothing. I've done nothing to improve myself or my worth to your company. I'm not going to make you any more money. I'm just going to cost you more money, and I would like you to do that, and I'd like the government to make you do that. If you could do that, it'd be fantastic. That'd be really nice. Could anybody get on that? Please, anybody? That's ridiculous. That is asinine and ridiculous. But all day long yesterday, I had to look at the Day of Desperation, or whatever the hell it was called, and the Fight for 15. And by the way, much of this is driven by unions. Who could give a rat's ass about what these people make? They want a piece of the pie that these people have. That's all they want. No offense, but my McDonald's, my Del Taco, my Arby's, wherever I go, they don't need union members. I don't need somebody who's got to go talk to their shop clerk to find out if they can work an extra hour to make my hamburger, my burrito. Again, what are you doing to make yourself more valuable to somebody so they would hire you? What invaluable skill are you going to bring to somebody? As we talk about this fight for 15, as we talk about this new economy, as we talk about all these things, we as human beings also have to say to ourselves, we need to take some responsibility. We need to take some responsibility. And for a lot of people out there, poor choices followed by more poor choices, followed by bringing a child or two or three or four into the world that you can't afford, and then wanting suddenly to flip the script and have some sort of give me a living wage kind of BS. Well, bad things have happened. Bad things happen all the time. I've had bad things happen to me. I've lost jobs. I've lost business. I had a business partner one time who emptied out our account and left me holding the bag. And by the way, he took 6 figures and bounced. Woke up, felt sorry for myself a couple hours, brushed it off, got on with my life. I didn't have a kid until I was older than in life. When I felt, you know, well, one got by the goalie, let's be real. But I felt, you know, I was responsible enough to know that, okay, I'm going to have a child in this world, but I can take care of a child. I'm not forcing anybody at all to pay or to raise wages because I feel I deserve X, Y, and Z. I prove my worth. If you don't like me, you don't listen to me, after a while, people won't listen to me. They'll say, you're not worth anything. The truth is, people do listen to me. We have a good show. We have fun. And I do something that not a lot of people do. Took me a while to get here. I worked hard. I sacrificed. I did those things. I saw my mother, because my dad was a mess. I saw my mother put herself through school, raising two kids with the help of my grandma and my aunt, but raising two kids, put herself through school, put herself through seminary school, put herself through all of these things, and hold down a full-time job. Never once bitched. Never once whined. Never once moaned. She did what she had to do. In a day and age, by the way, when there wasn't the services that are out there, in a day and age, by the way, when single women weren't working like they are nowadays, never whined, never bitched, never moaned, did what she did. That's where I got the work ethic from. That is where I got the work ethic from. If you're going to go out there and you're going to bitch and you're going to whine and you're going to moan and you're going to go out there for your day of disruption, a.k.a. I'm going to go hold up traffic so people who actually have jobs get held up somewhere. Really, it's a day of desperation. It's like everything else I see. This is what we have now. You don't think something's going right, you complain. You don't fix the problem, you bitch about the problem.
Donald Trump's the president. I don't like him. Quick, grab something. Let's go outside. He's taking all my rights away. I don't make enough money. Quick, grab something. Let's go outside.
None of which fixes anything. You want to fix Donald not being president? Get some people to run that can win. Put some ideas out there. Get people excited. Become part of the process of the solution, not the bitching. You want to make more than minimum wage? Find out how to make yourself more valuable. Find a career. Find a trade. Do something. Invent something. Take chances. Sacrifice a little bit. Guess what? You'll outpace the market. But going to the government and trying to plead to the people that they should be forced into paying more money when you do nothing more than what you're already doing, therefore making yourself what? No more valuable to somebody, just costing them the more money, which costs consumers, which hurts the bottom line. And I have news for you. People in business are in business to make money. And if you're not, I'll show you somebody who's not in business. Day of desperation. They're not fighting for 15. They're crying for 15. How about this? Pick up a book. Make yourself more valuable. Find a solution to make yourself worth more than crying. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Love what you do. Speaking of text, I just got a great text from an 88-year-old man who hates me because I'm an idiot. Chad Benson Show.
Now, let's get this party started.
Obviously.
I feel exactly the same way, but the opposite.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Oh. Yesterday, we talked about Trump saying that you could lose your citizenship. You'd lose your citizenship or maybe be put in jail for burning a flag. And somebody texted me today, a wise old sage, apparently. I text him back, and he's like, he texts me something like, I'm an idiot. That's how it always starts. It always starts with an insult, and if you say something back to them, they're like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And because I always think they're surprised that I text them back. You always text the show. I don't care if you hate me or not. Go ahead, 323-538-2423. Remember, I mean, a lot of people out there, it's new to them in talk radio, that it's not 3 hours of the same thing over and over again where your only belief system is being validated. We do other things here. So, Mr. Benson, I saw your snarky little text. Silly, I run across you about twice a year. I'm not listening to have anyone validate my wisdom. I am very old and very smart and base my concepts on research but facts. I don't often hear you in your hysterical monologue. So a final question, is it legal where you live to burn a pile of cardboard in the middle of the street, on a school campus, even in your front yard? In my town, it is against the law to burn anything without a permit. Is it a hate crime to burn a Black Lives Matter, a gay, pride, lowercase, deliberate flag? Yet not my American flag, ? When Trump ran, he said he would be my voice. So he tweeted that there should not and would be punishment for burning the stars and stripes, and I agree. But we also know what the misguided court has made the law, which we will obey. As always, your arguments are circular and irrational. At 88, I don't waste my time suffering buffoonery other than a chuckle now and then. So I will now delete you, a wonderful benefit of tech. Don't waste your time. Over and out. Well, first of all, sir, judging by the way that you said Black Lives Matter and or lowercase on purpose, the LGBT flag, this just goes to show me exactly what I think. I know you're upset. Times have moved on. You don't have that old lynching tree you used to have out in the front yard. But the fact is, the courts have spoken. And I know we would like to just totally say, screw the courts. Screw them. I'm done with courts. You did. Trump's my voice. Well, if Trump told you to jump off a bridge, are you going to do it? You just, the thing that you said, I don't need somebody to validate me, yet at the same time, you just said Trump's my voice, so I'll listen to what he has to say because he's going to be, you were looking for that validation. You're not going to get it. It is what it is. Remember, sir, your freedoms will be the ones that come next that will be challenged. If the flag is that important to you, if it is such a symbol that if it's burned, that all of a sudden you feel less American, that's on you. That's not on me. That's on you. I sit here and I'm flabbergasted. Is that a good word, Phil? It's a buffoonery? That was a good one right there, buffoonery.
Shenanigans?
You got me on that one. That was a good one. Flabbergasted. Buffoonery. Yeah, by the way, you can attack me. You can attack the flag. You can attack. You can do anything you want. It's free speech. It's the beauty of it. I gave you the freest speech right there. I gave you time to tell me what an idiot I was. I'm okay with that. Again, this is all about feelings and how you feel for the flag. I said yesterday, people in their 80s, people a little older, that greatest generation, you feel much different for the flag than a 20-something. Oh, my God. People. Speaking of hate, if you get caught drunk driving in Canada, wait till you hear what the cops say they may do to you. It is cruel and unusual, to say the least. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
That's right. To be honest with you, I don't know if this is cruel and unusual punishment, but it may be put up there as one of those things, you know, that you just don't do this to human beings. You don't. But in some ways, people say, look, they're getting what they deserve. They broke the law. And let me tell you something. What they did was wrong. What they did was wrong. You should never drink and drive. The truth is, it is the most preventable thing in the world, right? I'm too drunk to drive. But everybody goes, I only had two. Whatever. You should never drink and drive, ever. There's no excuse for it. We have Uber. We have Lyft. We have buddies. We have pals. We have whatever. You can, you know, walk, take a bus, ride a bike, whatever. Is riding a bike drinking and driving? Is that drinking and driving, Phil? That operating
possibly.
Them?
You know, they always possibly. Try to get you on that.
Yeah, they always do. All right. Well, don't do that. Well, like a city in Canada, and again, I find of all the places in the world to do something cruel like this, you wouldn't think Canada would. But of course, this week Trudeau came out and said that, you know, he's praising old Castro there, so you don't know what you're gonna get. Oh, for sure, there, Chad. You know, that's crazy up here in Canada. We do some stuff that really scare people. You know, like Kensington Police, for instance. If you're caught drunk driving, these are some of the things that happen to you, and they're serious. I mean, this is like Sharia stuff right here, right? This eye for eye, cut your hand off. You'll never steal again. Not with that hand. Get big fines up in Canada. Oh, yeah, you do. Criminal charges, a year-long driver's license suspension. Now, if you're in the car with the police officer, you're going to be forced to listen to Silver Side Up by Nickelback, their 2001 smash hit album. Oh, yeah. on one line, kids. That's cruel and unusual. In fact, so many people have complained that they finally come out and said, look, if you don't want to listen to Nickelback, don't drink and drive, and you won't have to listen.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. How did our eyes get so red? And what the hell is on Joey's head?
Oh. I feel bad for Nick. I can't do it either. I feel bad for Nickelback, though. Nickelback is... Like, what do they do to people, right? Like, why do you hate Nickelback? Like, what about them is so hateable? Like, Phil, producer Phil, what, honest to God, what about Nickelback is so, honest to God, hateable?
Like a few other bands, it seemed their first album, a lot of the songs sounded alike. They get a lot of hate, but, you know, they're making more money than I am.
Yeah. I don't think you should be forced to listen to it. I think it's just wrong. I think that's cruel and unusual. I think that's evil that the Canadians would go and do something like that. For sure, Derry. You know, she's like, getting in a car. She's like, oh, I don't want to do that. And you're like, no, you're going to listen to Nickelback.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh.
Oh, my God. That is just horrible. But it got us thinking about the worst bands of all time. And there was a huge... there is actually the 15 most hated bands in the last 30 years. Some of them you'll be familiar with. In fact, all of them, maybe not super familiar. I don't think you're really big and familiar with the Insane Clown Posse. Yeah, nah, not so much.
I'm a closet juggaloo.
Yeah, Limp Bizkit. They're on here. Well, you gotta hate the Bizkit. Kid Rock almost made the dishonorable mentions. Linkin Park, Matchbox 20, Spin Doctors, Blues Travelers. Why you hate the Blues Travelers? The guy lost all of his money. I mean, all of his weight. What's his name? John Popper?
That's him.
He was a large fellow.
It's funny, too, because when he was large, one of the live recordings, I can't remember which song it is, he's playing harmonica and he comes back into sync and he just sounds like he's going to die.
Yeah, he was, but he was a hell of a singer. That guy could sing. Oh, once upon a... Oh, my goodness. All right, here are some of the two most hated bands of life. We're gonna bust out a few, but Nickelback was one of them. One of the most hated songs from a band that I don't think people really hate, but because of the song, they hate them. This is Semisonic, Closing Time.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time.
Now, Phil, you liked one of their songs, right?
Their first single I really liked, Fascinating New Thing. I thought it was a great song.
Yeah, you know, that's one of those things where I think you get pigeonholed, right? You do a song that is so big, like this next artist, that there's nothing else you can ever do. And I don't know if can you even really call this a band? They had one hit, and it was annoying after the fifth or sixth time you heard it. It was super annoying. Chumbawamba. Because you're never going to keep me down. He drinks the whiskey drink. He drinks the vodka drink.
It's almost a country song in the simplicity of the lyrics.
It is. It's complete. It's hilarious. I love it. You know, it's one of those songs like the Baja Men. Like I can, like at a sporting event or somewhere, who let the dogs out? It's always kind of fun. Like I don't hate the Baja Men. And again, they had a hit. We've yet to have a hit. We're trying, but we've yet to have a hit. This band, I get this. I get why. I think it's the individuals that make the reason that people hate the band as much as it is the music. Black Eyed Peas.
What you gonna do with all that junk inside your trunk?
I'ma get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump, my hump, my hump.
Oh, this is awful.
My lovely little
That is awesome. That is just that's a song. Somebody sat down and goes, okay, what are those? What's that? Well, we don't really call that your ass, but we're gonna call those lovely lady humps. That's where no. Chad, that is true though, that you said that. That is absolutely true. True. This one, I always got accused of looking like him. Especially when I was rolling deep in my Rover and I was tatted, my head was shaved. the Smash Mouth guys with All Star.
Hey now, you're an All Star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star.
It's not that bad of a song.
No, I don't mind it. I don't think they did. Yeah. But that's another one of those things. That was their hit. And they had a bunch of other stuff, but that was big. I don't know. I don't know. It wasn't horrible. I mean, I don't hate them, but that's another one of those things where I come into a fair near you. That's where you are at this point in time. Coming to a fair near you. Let's see here. We've got some other bands on here. Dave Matthews was hated. I think it's a Dave Matthews fan thing. It's like me with the Lakers. Like, I love the Lakers, but I hate Laker fan. So there you go. Like, you could be excited for Boston when they won the World Series, but Boston fans annoying. So you don't like Boston, right? Dave Matthews, kind of same thing. Here's another one. Phil was actually in this band, and they kicked him out because it used to be 99 degrees, and they kicked Phil out, and then it went to 98 degrees.
You're my sunshine after the rain. You're the cure against my pain.
I didn't sing on this one, though.
Why didn't you?
I think we're in contract negotiations then.
Phil, now I'm going to switch it up a little bit here, okay? Because the last one, the one next is going to be the last one, and it's an understandable one. This one, this is one of those things. This girl's one of those things. These next two bands, these are the things where people come to you and say, dude, you got to listen to her because she's awesome. It's this. It's the whole you got to watch The Walking Dead thing, or you got to watch this because it's great. Like, you got to be in the know, and it's cool and hip. Lana Del Rey.
Take me to
oh, geez.
That sounds almost like Bob Dylan.
It's horrible.
Just slightly off key.
Is it not on the right speed? Oh, God, that's horrible. Now, this is one of those bands where all my friends love them, like the Flaming Lips kind of thing. And they, oh, dude, you got to go see it. And it's like, all it was to me is it's just a jam band. Fish.
I'm floating in the blip a lot.
I kind of like this song.
Ugh. But you're
it's
not
the
a
only
fan
fish
of
song
fish.
I like.
You're not a fan of the Fish.
I am not.
Are you a fan of the Fish that saved Pittsburgh?
I've never seen it.
It was a great movie, by the way. This next one, though, to me, epitomizes why you hate this band. The lead singer alone epitomized that. And the other thing, this makes you think, I hate music. Like, this is... This makes you think, if I had to listen to this all the time, screw Nickelback. Nickelback is just, you know, they're fine making fun. These guys took themselves seriously. Creed.
Yeah.
Oh, it was him, though, man. If you want to look at what a douche is, that's it. Like Scott, whatever his name was. I don't even know what his name.
Scott Stapp.
I was going to say Creed. But, like, he was a tool. Like, he was that guy that was a tool. Arms right, I just heard. Like, what do you, have water in your mouth? What's wrong with you? News today. I see my mouth going pay.
Like, hang on a second. I got to cleanse my palate.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh.
You know what? We called foul on one of these bands. We did. Like, we were looking at all the bands. We called foul. Well, Hootie and the Blowfish, they're not really a band anymore, although they're good times. I never had a problem with them. They're just a fun band. They're like a garage band that made it big with one really talented guy. But they put Blink 182 on here, and I do not think Blink 182 is one of the 15 worst bands in the last 30 years. I like Blink 182. You have to take them exactly what they are, with a grain of salt. They're fun guys that every once in a while throw a serious song in there, and that's it. Once What's-His-Name left the band for good, it made it better. You can't put Blink in there, though. Oh, my goodness. Lana Del Rey. That was horrible. But Creed. Creed's the worst band ever. Wasn't he on, like, one of those shows where Dr. Drew was trying to save his life?
Oh, yeah, I know that he had severe alcohol problems and had a sex tape.
Yeah. Arms right open, so's my fly. You could take me in and watch me cry when I'm trying to... Chad Benson Show.
Yo, 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 you know who this is, boy.
Chad Benson.
You're you, and together we are we. California. State I live in, but a state that America can look to and find out what happens when you give everything to everybody they've ever dreamed of, and you find out that the people who can pay for it are slowly but surely leaving. All that's left is everybody else to try to fill that void. And California has run out of ways of taking money from people via taxes off of your income. Right? It's a never-ending addiction that California has with money. Remember, no matter what anybody tells you about how greedy corporations are, government is far more greedy with what you're doing with your money and how they can get more of it than anything else. And this will hit right at the heart of the people who support a lot of the stuff that they love doing, a lot of these social programs. But they're running out of stuff to do, people. A Netflix tax. What? Yeah, Netflix tax. 9.4% they're thinking about hitting. Pasadena looks like it's going to be the first to do it. But so far, 40 municipalities across the state have all gone and figured out ways that they can implement this. Because so many people are cutting the cord. In fact, I saw something today. Did you see that ESPN, since 2011, has gone from 99 million subscribers down to, or people that can view it, you know, all of their things, down to 88 million. And last month, they lost a million people that cut the cord with cable or got rid of the packages that carry ESPN. People are cutting the cord. So they've got to make it up elsewhere. I mean, the truth is, they would love to kick your door in and take your savings, but they know they can't do that. So they got to figure out a way. How do we nickel and dime you to death? And this is it. People don't have phones anymore, but you have your cell phone. So look on your cell phone bill and see how many small taxes you have on there. It's $29.99 a month for unlimited everything, and your bill's $57. Like, what the hell? How'd that happen? You said it was $29. Well, it is. That's not us. That's them. I mean, every time, this state's great. Like, you go and buy something, and they're going to charge you. I went and bought a new battery a couple months ago, and they charged me a $12 fee there for the disposal of the battery I just bought. They upsold me on something I didn't need to be upsold on. But when you give everything away, when you promise everything to everybody, and then you run out of everybody else's money that has money, what happens? You have to go to the people that supported you in your ways and tell them, well, now you got to start paying too. Oh, wait, what? That wasn't part of the deal. Go to the rich people. Well, they already left. Well, go to the people that were just below them. They're leaving now too. Well, what are you doing here? Well, we've got nobody else to go to. We promised all these other people below you we're going to give them stuff. We're running out of stuff. We got no stuff to give stuff to, so we got to go get more stuff, and the only way to do that is take your stuff. That's not cool. But this is what they do, because governments, municipalities, little itty-bitty cities, and just itty-bitty places, just little tiny towns become addicted to money. They become addicted to it. And so when they run out of ways to take it from you via the old-timey channel, which is out of your paycheck, they got to find something else. And it's fees. And it's taxes on things you do. And it's an extra here and an extra there. And that 1% sales tax here. And next thing you know, you look up and you're paying way too much money for something you shouldn't be, because they have promised them. If you build it, they will come. The problem is they never built it. They promised it. They all came, and now everybody else has to build it. They're going to start. They signed a bill on Tuesday. Yesterday, Governor Brown signed a bill that is going to tax farmers and regulate them for cow flatulence because of methane, so they can have cleaner air. Which, by the way, the environmentalists say it's minuscule what it's going to do. But what the farmers are saying is this is another reason for us to leave the state. Why do I want to be here if you're going to make everything harder? It's already hard enough when you have to risk your own money, you have to sacrifice, you have to build something, you have to do some of these things. And then they come in and say, well, we know it's hard, but if there's any way we can make it a little bit tougher on you, that'd be super. That's why I tell you, while you look at the national stuff, you're like, ooh and ah, the local stuff affects you more than the national stuff. Think about that. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBenson, chad@chadbensonshow.com. You can text the show. Love it when you do. Makes me feel good inside, even if it's hate. 323-530. Was it? 2423. 323-538-2423. This is the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.